Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, May 8th. Currently, with partly cloudy and breezy conditions, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 38%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 with gusts to 28 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 28 degrees, and the current wind chill is 49 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A new task force aimed at better mental health care solutions has formed in Riley County. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The new Riley County Mental Health Task Force includes Pawnee Mental Health Services, Riley County EMS, the Riley County Police Department, and Ascension Via Christi, all aimed at joining together and effectively responding to the needs of those with mental illness and substance use disorders. The committee meets monthly to go over the past month and to work on long-term goals, with being proactive rather than reactive being their main focus when it comes to serving the community's mental health needs. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Kansas Highway 9 in Phillips County was briefly shut down Tuesday because of a gas pipeline rupture. Lightning caused a small grass fire in Phillips County near the pipeline. The fire was quickly brought under control. The rupture was repaired before things got out of hand. Some residents of Glade lost gas service for about 8 hours. The fire was just northwest of the Kerwin National Wildlife Refuge. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Line...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency set aside $28.6 million from the bipartisan federal infrastructure bill to replace a portion of the estimated 160,000 lead water lines in Kansas that are capable of causing severe illness, especially among young children, as lead service lines bringing water into homes from main lines under the street have been identified as a contributor to the poisoning of humans. U.S. Representative Sharice Davids of Kansas stated that from the water in our taps to the rain in our gutters, water infrastructure touches many parts of our lives. However, people don't always realize how important those systems are until they fail. So it's their responsibility to ensure that they never get to that point. So far, approximately $85 million has been allocated to Kansas to deal with lead pipe installed before 1986, when Congress amended the Safe Drinking Water Act to prohibit the use of pipe, solder, or flux that wasn't lead-free in public water systems or plumbing for water destined for human consumption. The Natural Resources Defense Council reported in 2021 that Kansas had the third highest number of lead pipes per 100,000 residents among the 50 states. Janet Stanek, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said they know that lead has serious and harmful health effects on individuals, especially children. She said this investment from the bipartisan infrastructure law gives Kansas the resources it needs to continue replacing water infrastructure that ultimately ensures safe drinking water, which is essential for the health and safety of all Kansans. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services are taking steps to gather professionals as well as individuals with lived experience to update the state's Alzheimer's and dementia state plan. In May 2019, in response to the public health care crisis, Governor Kelly signed Executive Order No. 1908, establishing the Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Task Force, and task force members were divided into committees that studied, researched, and documented the topics for the plan that included public awareness, access to care, family caregivers, training and workforce, safety and legal, research and data, dementia care, and rural. In 2024, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment received funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to engage members of the 2018 Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Working Group and 2019 Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Task Force in establishing a Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Coalition to address the related dementia for Alzheimer's disease. In addition to expanding the Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Working Group and Task Force into a state-level Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementia Coalition and updating the state plan to include related disease and actions from the Centers for Disease Control's Healthy Brain Initiative, the program will begin educating the public on brain health and address Alzheimer's disease and related dementias issues and the broad spectrum of actions needed to fully address ADRD across Kansas. Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard said their goal is to improve access to dementia care and quality of life and build strong communities for those living with Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia through strengthened partnerships and policies. She said that by engaging and educating the public and focusing on action plans to promote dementia-friendly resources, they can elevate and address issues in dementia care. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 73, amending the process for determining school district enrollment under the Kansas School Equity and Enhancement Act, or KSEEA. Governor Kelly said this bill represents a crucial step in ensuring that Kansas' school funding formula supports all types of districts, from growing suburban schools to our vital rural schools. So by allowing districts more flexibility when determining their enrollment count, they're helping districts across the state better plan for the unique needs of their communities. She said this bill shows how compromise and collaboration lead to policies that support all Kansas schools. Senate Bill 73 aims to assist districts dealing with declining enrollment by providing three enrollment count options for the 2024-2025 school year, the current year, the preceding year, or the average of the preceding and second preceding years. From the 2025-2026 school year onward, districts will be required to choose between the current year and preceding year enrollment counts, ensuring fairness and accuracy in education funding allocation across Kansas. House Bill 2547 was also signed by Governor Kelly, which allows schools to keep emergency medication kits for life-threatening conditions and updates drug regulations, including adding and removing certain substances from controlled substance schedules. In Nebraska news, a staff member suffered a concussion in an attack by an inmate. Nebraska prison officials reported that on Tuesday, May 1st, a staffer took an inmate to his cell at the Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln. When the employee removed the leg restraint, the inmate kicked him in the head and chest, and the staff member was diagnosed with a concussion on Monday. The Corrections Department is investigating the assault and will turn over its findings to the Lancaster County Attorney for possible criminal prosecution. The department said the inmate will also face internal discipline, including the possible loss of good time. A Scotts Bluff man was arrested Saturday after crashing into a house, according to police. At around 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, 60-year-old Barilio Cruz of Scotts Bluff was traveling west when he went through a stop sign at 11th Avenue. The vehicle then left the road, drove through a fence, and into a home. People were inside the home, though no one was injured. Police reported that the house had significant damage and the vehicle was totaled. Cruz and a passenger were treated at the scene with minor injuries, and officers arrested Cruz on suspicion of DUI, willful reckless driving, a stop sign violation, and no proof of insurance. Three people from Lincoln were arrested after a no-knock search warrant turned up over a pound of methamphetamine on Monday. Investigators with the Lincoln-Lancaster County Narcotics Task Force served the warrant at a home near South 40th and Franklin Streets at around 5:40 p.m., and inside, they found 29-year-old Carlos Hernandez, 44-year-old Amy Hicks, and 40-year-old Kyle Kumpala living at the home. And a fourth person was also at the home as the warrant was served. According to the arrest affidavit, all four were detained, and authorities began searching the home. They secured 1.42 pounds of suspected methamphetamine between the home and a vehicle. And investigators said $789 in cash, drug paraphernalia, baggies, and scales were also found in the home. Lincoln police later learned that Hernandez purchased 3 pounds of methamphetamine within the last month, and officers think Hernandez was working with Hicks and Kumpala to sell the drug. Hernandez has been charged with 2 counts, which include possessing more than 140 grams of methamphetamine, a Class 1B felony, and Hicks and Kumpala are facing 3 drug-related charges. All 3 were arraigned on Tuesday. Hernandez's bond was set at 10% of $750,000, and both Hicks and Kumpala had their bond set at 10% of $500,000, and they're all expected back in court on June 17th. The 4th man arrested at the home was lodged on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the public results for the May 7th Norton County 2024 special election for the Norton County Hospital Health Care Service Tax, the yes votes were 547 and the no votes were 215, with total votes of 762. On Tuesday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed flags to be flown at half staff across the state from sunup until sundown tomorrow, Thursday, May 9th, in honor of former Kansas Supreme Court Justice Fred Six, who passed away last month. Governor Kelly said Justice Six served our state honorably during his tenure on the Kansas Supreme Court. And on behalf of the state of Kansas, she thanks him for his dedication, expertise, and fairness. She added that her deepest condolences go out to his loved ones. Justice Six was appointed to the Kansas Supreme Court in 1988 by Governor Mike Hayden and served until his retirement in 2003. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced that May 5th through the 11th has been proclaimed Public Service Recognition Week, and this week celebrates public servants at all levels of government who better the quality of life in communities across the state. Governor Kelly said Kansas's public service workers, no matter their job title, are vital to the state's functioning, the amenities we enjoy, and the services we use daily. She thanks them for their tremendous impact that they make on our communities, the lives of our visitors, and those who call Kansas home. Governor Kelly, Secretary of Administration Adam Prophet, and other agency leaders will visit state offices throughout the week to celebrate the hard work of state employees. The Secretary of Administration, Adam Prophet, said it's an honor to join Governor Kelly in recognizing these individuals who dedicate their professional lives to serving the state of Kansas. He said he sees the work that is being done every day to better the lives of Kansans, and it does not go unnoticed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Kansas State Director Christy Davis announced that $1,809,677 has been invested in renewable energy and efficiency projects to lower costs, generate new income, and create jobs for Kansas farmers, ranchers, and rural small businesses. She stated that the USDA is committed to ensuring rural Kansas is benefiting from the clean energy economy, and these investments will expand access to renewable energy while creating good-paying jobs and saving Kansas communities and businesses money. These investments are made through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, and this program provides grants and loans to help ag producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, and other forms of clean energy, and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations will help to increase their income, grow their businesses, and lower energy costs. This announcement is part of a larger national announcement that includes projects in 44 states. The USDA continues to accept REAP applications and will hold funding competitions quarterly through September 30, 2024. And the funding includes a dedicated portion of underused renewable energy technologies. For additional information on application deadlines and submission details, you can visit usda.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a bridge repair project on K-23 near Grainfield tomorrow, May 9th. The project work will involve deck repair and overlay on the K-23 bridge over I-70 at exit 93 near Grainfield. Temporary traffic signals will be in place on K-23 and the I-70 off-ramps to guide traffic through the work zone. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed by the end of June, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011 or email todd.anderson@ks.gov. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pocket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today is Cook's Choice. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 70 and a northwest wind around 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 42 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 68 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 43 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 72. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 77. On Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 78. On Monday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 80. And on Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 82. Currently, with fair and breezy conditions, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 38%. The wind speed is northwest at 21, with gusts to 28 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 28 degrees. And the current wind chill is 49 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Bill Self joined Andy Katz for an interview on the March Madness social media accounts on Monday and broke the news that the Big 12 is going to 20 conference games starting next season.
I'll say this, we're going to 20 games this year in our league, and last year, 18, I think totally beat the hell out of everybody. Our league was so competitive last year, and we didn't play as well in the league last year as what we had in most years, but you look at it, Houston could be a preseason top five team. Iowa State could be a preseason top five team. Baylor could be a preseason top five team. We could be a preseason top five team. Oh yeah, and you add Arizona. And that doesn't include everybody else that's so good and so competitive. And I may have left somebody out, but it's going to be a monster of a league. The one thing that's a little different now is obviously the majority of those teams you'll play once. When it was the Big 12 and we had 10, regardless who was in the league, you played twice. So, you know, that obviously makes the league a little different, but this league will be an even being better next year.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey, can you hand me that 11/16?
Here you go.
Thanks.
So, you still loving your new garage?
Yep. Building it with QSI was the best decision.
QSI, huh?
QSI got the job done fast and right, and I was able to set it up just like I always wanted. Jess even told her sister she's throwing a one-person parade since I'm not underfoot anymore.
Let QSI turn your dream shop into reality. Visit QualityStructures.com today.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at...
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have a trough of low pressure currently moving east across central Kansas with warm, moist air coming in ahead of that. Plenty of dew points in parts of southeastern Kansas rich enough to develop a few thunderstorms. Any storms that do form may be on the strong to severe side, with large hail being the primary threat. Otherwise, a weak cool front may slide into northern Kansas by tomorrow afternoon and evening. We could see a few scattered showers along the front, but not a whole lot of moisture to deal with. Most of this weekend should be dry and quiet, with low-end precipitation chances returning Sunday into Monday, with warming temperatures likely in the 80s. In northwestern Kansas, sunny today with a high in the mid-60s. It'll be clear in 39 tonight. North central Kansas, sunny and breezy today with a high 72. Northeastern Kansas, sunny with today's high 75. In southwestern Kansas, sunny and mid-70s today, partly cloudy, 43 tonight. Sunny and upper 70s likely in south-central Kansas this afternoon. Few thunderstorms in southeast Kansas with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, we saw that lower box beef cutout values yesterday, and kind of the back and forth as far as where trade is concerned, expecting a steady trade at minimum as far as the cash market. This has been a cash-driven cattle market, and that's what is anticipated. Pretty quiet in the overnight markets on the grain side, a little bit weak. Wheat futures down 6 on the hard red winter, down 2 on the soft red winter. Corn about a half cent to a penny lower. Soybeans 1 to 2 lower on the old crop, down 4.5 as far as the new crop is concerned. Weather starting to calm down a bit. And of course, Friday, WASDE reports come out at 11 a.m. Central Time. This is the Kansas Ag Network.